The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Weather, and I was inside for a lot of it watching basketball. Now, my choice. Yeah, my choice. I was not shackled at all. I sat there and watched with interest. Michigan State, the championship. Duke, North Carolina, hoping both would lose. Duke, Florida State, pulling for the Noles. Tennessee, Auburn. Tennessee, Kentucky, best game by far. And again, now I am biased, yes. Best game by far this weekend was Kentucky, Tennessee. I thought, and Kentucky had an 8-point lead at the 258 mark and gagged it. Yeah, Kentucky's basketball team in the semis right here in Nashville. And they had, Kentucky had, I'd say, 70% of the crowd for that game. Vols had a bunch there, too, but not as many as the Blue. But Kentucky's basketball 8-point choke against the Vols reminded the Vols of their 0-1 football team against LSU in the SEC championship game. Fatmer against Nikki, and Fatmer choked it. You realize that if Fatmer would have won that game, I think he would have had enough equity still left over in 08 when they fired him to not have fired him. I do, but that's not the way history says things went, right? 614 Rob has a very good point on Twitter at Bill is King. If you want to dial up 888-702-5494. Rob says, Bill, Bruce Pearl still has not learned his lesson about lying when he said he takes no pleasure in beating Tennessee. He's probably still celebrating. Yeah, Bruce was going the PR 101 method there. By saying, I spent a lot of good years at Tennessee, some very happy times there, which he did. He loved that place. He would have done anything to stay. Bruce would have. He literally would have done anything. And they fired him for a backyard barbecue fib. Bruce. And now he's down at Auburn. And he's playing an incredibly exciting style of basketball and doing things that they have not done since 1985. So literally we're going back 35 years almost, Bruce Pearl. At Auburn, a place that otherwise never gives a rip about basketball. Before Bruce got there, basketball did not exist at Auburn for many years. It was awful. It was despicable. And you're talking about a second-class citizen. Auburn fans would rather hear about the backup long snapper and what his chances are in spring practice than basketball. I just mean historically. I don't mean every year, but in general. Bruce just won the league tournament, which gets the automatic bid at Auburn. Yeah, Rob, good point. I can promise you Rob is right. Bruce, behind the scenes, is giddy beyond all description beating the Vols. Because they should have never fired him. That's the bottom line. Rob says, Bill, the Vols are where they belong. Going to Columbus from Knoxville, why the whining? UT fan base should outnumber Cincinnati regardless. Well, I hope the Vols, if they have to meet Mick Cronin, beat Mick Cronin 1,000,000,000,000. Yeah, Mick gets 1 point. I hope we get that matchup against that punk Mick Cronin. Jeff 2 says, Bill, here is the thread you were talking about. Duke and North Carolina, which states they never play each other in the tournament. Duke and North Carolina usually have first-round byes because they play in the state of North Carolina so often and never play each other. And the thread looks like that. This is what Jeff tweeted, and this was last week. Or no, just a couple days, the 16th. Says, beginning in 92, NCAA tournament, Duke and North Carolina have played in the state of North Carolina in the NCAA tournament a combined 24 times. And a combined 27 if you include North Carolina and Greenville, South Carolina. It's shocking this is not discussed more. He also goes on to say, the NCAA tournament began in 1939. In that time, Duke and North Carolina have faced each other in the NCAA tournament a total of 0 times. Now, that is an absolutely shocking, shocking stat. I never even thought of that, but true. Absolutely true. He says, and North Carolina and Kansas are in the same bracket this year with the possibility of matching up in Kansas City. The committee is also very cute. How about that? To me, a couple things. Setting it up to where Louisville and Minnesota would have to play is not just a coincidence. NCAA has been doing that crap for decades, okay? They have been setting it up just like that for literally decades, where they take storylines and they make sure that there's a possibility of a matchup. They will never admit this, but it's clear that they do this. And what's so funny about it is they hide behind this cloak, just like the college football clown show committee does, and act like none of this stuff is ever taken into account. It's just, oh, Rick Pitino's son coaches at Minnesota, and Rick got fired at Louisville. There's a cute storyline. Let's kind of place them in there to where this might happen. The North Carolina-Kentucky thing is the same thing. Kentucky got totally robbed by John Higgins in the NCAA tournament, in the Elite Eight a couple of years ago. Totally thefted. And they put the bracket out to where there's a possibility. Now, again, they got to win to get there, but they would meet in the Elite Eight, just like a couple of years ago, to get to the Final Four. And that North Carolina team won it all that year. Tell me that was just totally circumstantial. Just random. Just happenstance. Or what about Michigan winning the league that has the most teams in the tournament? Eight. Big Ten's got eight. ACC, SEC, seven. And they aren't the top number two. Matter of fact, they get placed in there with Duke. Now, frankly, even though that is probably unfair, I'm kind of glad because Sparty is one of those. If you're going to beat Duke, you better have some history behind you, and you better be tough. And what does Sparty have? They've got NCAA tournament history, and they've got a tough guy coach, Tom Izzo. And you better be a tough guy if you're going to take on Duke and all their prettiness, right? You better be. If you're going to take on Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and company, you better be tough. You better be line of scrimmage tough, using that term for basketball. So I like that, even though I wouldn't pick Michigan State to beat. Duke is the team to beat. Now, as much as I hate to say that, I mean, they've got the best personnel. They've got a player that looks to be maybe generational in Zion Williamson. That kind of talent. So they are once again the team to beat. And it saddens me to say that. I would like, Give me the chance to be the commissioner of basketball. And I would see to it that Duke and North Carolina never win again. I would fix. The fix would be in. Talk shows would be talking about how the fix is in. And I would just kind of nod and wink. But, yeah, Duke clearly the team to beat. Matter of fact, I told you last week that I really didn't have a preference between Duke and North Carolina. I do not like either one. But frankly, I think I like North Carolina better than Duke. Now, that is the lesser of two evils. Okay, understand that. Because I don't pull for either one of them when they play anybody else. But when they play each other, and when they played each other in the semis the other night, what was that, Saturday? Was that, that would have been Friday night, right? Yes. I didn't have either team. I wasn't pulling for either team. But right now I think I've worked through this to understand that I don't like Duke more than I don't like North Carolina. Bill says, how about Villanova, a six seed, after winning both the regular season and the conference tournament? No respect at all for Nova or the Big East, despite winning two of the last three natties. Anyways, all good stuff. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. So, wherever you are going to see your teams play, get your tickets at PrimoSeats.com. Also, remember, you have to use the name Billis King. Well, you don't have to, but if you want a cheaper price, okay, you're already getting a good price. But if you want a discount on the good price, take the name Billis King, put it in the promo code box, and that will get you a discount of about 5%. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. The conference tournaments, they're done. But the NCAA tournaments, the NBA, NHL, go ahead and get out, start looking at your football tickets. PrimoSeats.com. Concerts. Weather's getting nice, everybody. You're all getting giddy about concerts. Get your tickets at PrimoSeats.com. That's the way to go about things. Okay, let's get the first break here in hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Antioch Pike at Richards Road near the Super Mikado and Antioch Medical Center. Another crash with injuries just before the I-40 West exit to Jefferson. A wreck without injuries blocking part of the way to McGavick High School and Two Rivers Ballfield. Still clearing accidents on 65 South at Trinity and at the Eastern Split. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. May 17th through 25th. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time
traffic.
Tired
of paying out outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Knowledge is power in dealing with Alzheimer's disease. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Educating America Tour stops in Nashville. The Alzheimer's Educational Conference will provide information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. Free memory screenings will also be offered at the conference, which takes place from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Country Music Hall of Fame, 225 Fifth Avenue South. To learn more or register for the free Alzheimer's Educational Program, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon counties.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Karen points out the Aggies take 2 of 3 over the Vandy boys, the Commodores. Yeah, Vandy won the first game and then, was it the first game and then lost the next two? Anyways, series won by the Aggies over the number two ranked Doors. I tell you what now, I enjoy college baseball. So I had college baseball on one of the TVs, and then I had basketball going on another. And I had Mississippi State, Florida, and I had Vanderbilt and the Aggies on. Yeah, college baseball is very cool. I don't know if any of you have adopted it like I have, but I really have. I've added a new sport to my viewing pleasure list, and it's college baseball. And this has been going on, I'd say, about the last 5 years. I've adopted college baseball. I didn't mean to. I don't force anything. I let it happen naturally. Yeah, college baseball is so fun to watch. Now, Jeff in Chicago hates it. He thinks it's overmanaged. And to him, it probably is. I just don't look at it that way. Jeff's up in Chicago, so he gets to see the Cubs and the White Sox and all that, and that's probably the level of play he likes. But I enjoy the college game, even if it is overmanaged. I don't even look at it the way he does, but that's the way he sees it. He sees it the way he sees it. Robert says, Bill, probably the biggest disappointment for the NCAA tournament selection would be that Vanderbilt men's basketball got left out. Yeah, that for sure, Robert. You know what? If you really want to spice it up, why not select Vandy? Shock even Vandy. And then having everybody talk about it. A team that just went 0 for the league. What was it, 0 for 18? Yeah. Actually, overall, they went 0 for 20, I think. Select them and then just say, we're the committee. We'll pick whoever we want. Shut up. You get your own committee. Hey, the day you get your own committee is the day you can put your teams in there. I put Vandy in there. Get out of my face. So Robert's got a point here. Steven says, Bill, what about the SEC champs getting royally screwed with a 5 seed? Ridiculous. I think that's a legitimate debate, complaint. Auburn ends up winning the thing, not LSU, not Kentucky, not Tennessee. Auburn. And they had to win 4 games to do it, right? And they are a number 5 seed from a league that has the second most teams in it, along with the ACC, 7. That is a very good point. I'm not arguing with you there. You got to remember now, I'm biased. I like Bruce. And I think the Vols are a hell of a team, too. I think the Vols are clearly a Final Four type team. But Bruce is so fun. Here's the one thing. I'm sure you've noticed this. Bruce is not your typical basketball coach who belly aches to his players about shots and makes it all restrictive and constrictive when it comes to shot selection. He wants his players to play free. I'd probably venture to guess. And again, this isn't college football, so I don't have all the answers. College football, I have all the answers. But college basketball, not so much. But I would dare say that Bruce Pearl is the biggest shoot the shot, I'll never complain about it, coach, in college basketball. Now, again, that who else would be on that list? And I learned that, look, I learned that by watching Bruce coach at Tennessee, now Auburn. But I learned it by having Bruce on our show a bunch, Charlie and I did, back in the satellite radio days when he was part of that channel. Remember, he joined up with the SEC Network, was doing broadcasting there, and he was doing Sirius XM stuff. So we'd have him on. Matter of fact, hey, Crazy Charlie, grab your mic real quick. What was the event where, for some reason, we hadn't called Bruce in a while, so he called you to ask why we hadn't been calling him and if we were mad at him? Do you remember that?
I don't think it's any more than what you just said.
Right. But that, I remember Charlie, we get to the Space Needle one day, and Charlie says, Bruce is wondering why we're not putting him on the show. And I was just trying to give him a break. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, this is Bruce Pearl. Hey, guys, what's up? I love me some Bruce. Now, I remember one time Charlie called him. We were going to have him on. He was on a cruise. Bruce, I think Bruce told Charlie, like, hey, man, I'm on a cruise. I hadn't been watching the games. Bruce was living it up, too, now. He was doing good. But yeah, we love some Bruce now. And again, this isn't either or. Tennessee's got a good basketball coach, but if we want to go back and just revisit the Bruce Pearl thing, should have never fired him. He lied about Aaron Kraft being at his house on a Saturday barbecue. Oh, the heinousness of that. Bruce shouldn't be allowed to ever coach again. And he's doing a good job down there. He really is. Yeah, I thought Bernard Muir, isn't he the AD at Stanford? Everybody, I believe so. I thought he did a fantastic job. Usually with the committee, and then they put the committee chair on the selection show. And then this guy stumbling and bumbling, he gets asked a bunch of questions about seating and what the thinking was, and he literally just falls all over himself, right? He throws up in his own lap. Bernard Muir was incredible, I thought, with his answers and his eloquence and his wordsmithing. Much better than his predecessors. Now, it didn't satisfy everybody, nor is it ever going to satisfy everybody. Michigan State not being the top number two seed, or Michigan State not being a one seed, ACC getting three in, Belmont getting in. I mean, now Belmont getting in was a wonderful thing. An at-large bid to Belmont. Now, you folks got to understand, we always like to talk about our bias. We're biased. Belmont's located right here. If you're ever in downtown Nashville, let's say you're coming into town because you hear us talk about the Omni all the time. So you come in town and you're going to stay. Or you're coming in town to go to commitments, or you're coming in town for a concert and you're going to stay at the Omni, or whatever. You're coming in town for the SEC basketball tournament. Whatever the reason is. By the way, there was a stat that said that tourists poured like $6.5 billion into the Nashville economy last year. It was something like that. With a B. $6.5 billion. It's one of the top tourist cities in America. But anyways, you're coming in, you're going to stay at the Omni. If you go just down Broadway or 21st, whatever, you're going to run into Vanderbilt, Belmont. They're located right next to each other, really. Not quite right next to each other, but almost right next to each other. Depending on what part of the campus you're on, either campus. Literally not a mile apart. They're not a mile apart. And then you have Lipscomb, which is just down the street a little bit, on into the Green Hills area. But that's, what, 10 minutes away? Unless there's some traffic. Maybe 10 minutes away. Maybe. So we've got some bias here. Okay? We've got clear bias. And when Belmont, which is in a historical one-bid league, the OVC, meaning you can have your best regular season in the history of planet Earth, and then somehow fall in your tournament and you don't get in. That's that league. That's the OVC. And Belmont, which is always good, it has a history of getting regularly to the tournament, but by winning their tournament, got aced out by Murray State, which has a prospect on it that is a top five NBA lottery pick. Murray State. I think the best guard in America. And Belmont gets, because of respect, an at-large bid. Last time that happened to the LVC was literally 1987. And I remember that year. Austin Peay won it outright. MTSU got an at-large bid. My boy Bruce Stewart, the late Bruce Stewart, who got in trouble at Middle for cheating, ended up down in Fort Walton Beach as a JUCO coach for many years, and then died a few years back of brain cancer. Bruce Stewart. Bruce Stewart. Yeah, 87. And I'm trying to remember now. I know we've brought this up before, but was that, that wasn't the same. Was that the same season? No, I think it was a season after that. Like 88 or 89. What was the year where MTSU got in that huge fight? It was either with Austin Peay or Tennessee Tech. Huge fight. That was national. Jim Delaney was the commissioner here at the OVC. He had not gotten the Big Ten job yet. And Delaney had to adjudicate the whole thing. It's like a big-time fight. I would say that fight was the beginning of the end for Bruce Stewart. Shortly thereafter, the NCAA would sniff it around. Now, they weren't sniffing around about the fight, but about other things. But, yeah. But what year? Somebody remind me of the circumstances of that. Mike Buck, remember him? I'm trying to remember all the players involved, but remember he was one of them. It was a big-time brawl that did not get simmered down quickly. It escalated into a big-time brawl. Hell, there's probably video of it on YouTube. I've never even gone back and looked, but I bet you there probably is. Let's get to the bottom of the outbreak here. Coming right back. Monday, hope you had a good weekend. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Antioch Pike at Richards Road near the Super Mikado and Antioch Medical Center. Another crash with injuries just before the I-40 West exit to Jefferson. A wreck without injuries blocking part of the way to McGavick High School and Two Rivers Ballfield. Still clearing accidents on 65 South at Trinity and at the Eastern Split. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. May 17th through 25th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, not as mild, high 52. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 32. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunshine, a stray shower for Wednesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We'll be right back.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. 614 Rob says, Bill, do you like Bruce Pearl more because of his coaching skills or his barbecue skills? Probably both, but like I tweeted, I am disappointed that anybody, Bruce Pearl included, would need to lie about a Saturday backyard. We're hosting Aaron Kraft barbecue. Bruce, did you have Aaron Kraft at your house on Saturday for a barbecue? We all know how despicable that is. We all know how illegal that is. You've got a high school point guard at your house, and you are literally barbecuing for him. Do you know the ramifications of this? Do you know what it says in the NCAA pamphlet about barbecuing for a player on a Saturday when it's not conducive to the calendar? It's a dead period. Do you know what that means, Bruce? Do you know what the punishment is for cooking for a player? Oh, my God. Well, the problem is, sir, we never had the barbecue. So, I don't know what you're talking about. That right there is what got him fired. When they had proof. What was the deal where they, wasn't there pictures or something? Hey, we've got pictures. Yeah. You know, usually if somebody's got pictures and it's some kind of political or scandalous Hollywood thing or whatever, usually those pictures are rather salacious or... You know what I mean. They're pictures you would prefer not to have out there, right? In this case, it was, aha, got you at the barbecue. There you are with your apron on. Oh, what is that in your hand? That's a freaking spatula. Yeah, we've got you. Who's that in the background? That's Aaron Kraft. We got you there, too. Yeah, look at that little smirk on your face. You're cooking out with your spatula. You got a beer in your hand. It's a nice weather Saturday afternoon. And there you are all cheating and illegal, cooking out for somebody. You low laugh. Oh, you're filthy. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, imagine being a four-year Illinois graduate this May, and you've not seen either your football team make a bowl game or your basketball team get in the NCAA tournament. Last bowl game was December of 14 and March of 13, last tournament invite. Yeah, Champaign, Illinois ain't the place to go if you are a high school senior right now trying to figure out where you want to go, if it's important to you what the athletic department's doing. If that's not important, then go on to Champaign. Party it up. But if it's important to you and success is important to you, and also understanding that football and basketball are the name sports, in that order, then Illinois is not for you. It's a good point. And you know what's sad about Illinois? Think about so many of those basketball teams, particularly the late 80s. Lou Henson's teams between just 86, 87, and that 89 team that unfortunately was in there with Michigan. But incredible talent. I had Lou Henson on the show I've only had him on, as far as I recall, once. And it was satellite, probably 07, 08. And we just went back and talked about those incredible Illinois teams of the late 80s. We went line by line. Marcus Liberty, Kenny Battle, that whole group, right? We went line by line, and it was just a pleasure. I'm pretty sure I only had him on once. Coach Marshall now not happy with Vandy baseball. Says congrats to Karen because the Aggies won the series against Vandy. Vandy baseball, as usual, overrated and underperforming. Vandy baseball is going to be okay. There's lots of talent there. You got to remember, you're playing in the best league, too. It's so the SEC now is the best league in, like, how many sports? Now, the Big Ten got more teams in, 8, compared to the SEC, 7. But you could make the claim that in the big three sports, football, basketball, baseball, the SEC is the best in all three now. You could at least argue it. Now, again, you may not get everybody to buy in, but you could argue it. Karen brings up a good point. I didn't even think about this. She goes, random, but I'd love to see Woodward, as in Scott Woodward, the AD at A&M, throw the bank at Bruce. Can you imagine what Bruce Pearl would do at Texas A&M? Seriously, can you imagine that? Now, A&M basketball has the resources of A&M, okay? Now, it's not football. Nothing is. But did you see what A&M was able to do a couple of years ago when Billy Kennedy had Stansberry with him? And Stansberry was going and getting the players for him. You saw that, right? You could win big there. If Bruce Pearl got that job, God help everybody. With the players he would get. Texas is a ridiculous basketball-producing state, too. It's not just a football-producing state. Whatever sport you need players for, you go to Texas, they're going to have an overabundance of everything you need. If it's football, basketball, baseball, tennis, soccer, lacrosse, or marbles, they're going to have an unlimited supply of players. If Bruce Pearl ever got his hands on that job, God help the planet Earth. Seriously. That's an interesting idea. That is, Karen. I hadn't even registered with me. Now I don't think that's where they're going. Apparently it's Buzz Williams. Is there anything new there? Now Buzz just got into the tournament. Maybe they're letting him finish up the season. And they're probably, if there's something going on with Buzz, it's going on in a clandestine way where you and I don't know. So and that's the right way to do it. Now, would we all love to have leaks and know what's happening? Well, sure we would. But the right way to handle it, if you're involved, if you're in charge, is to keep it quiet and do it where you're sneaking around. You're tippy-toeing, right? And Buzz, look, Buzz will do a good job there, but Bruce Pearl's style of play, guys, is so fun. Again, Bruce Pearl does not ever complain about shot selection. He gets mad if you don't take the shot. I remember I was talking to Bruce. I know we need to get a break on the show. Charlie and I had him on so many times back in the satellite days. And I asked him about Chris Lofton. They got him out of Louisville, Kentucky, and Louisville didn't want him. He's too short. And immediately at Tennessee, he's scoring 30, right? And Bruce is on the show, and I ask him about, man, talk to me about Chris Lofton. And he said, the best bad shot maker I've had. Now, think about that term. Bad shot. A shot you shouldn't take. He's the best bad shot maker I've ever had. Bruce basically saying there is no such thing as a bad shot. Remember that shot he made against Rick Barnes and Kevin Durant at TBA, Thompson Bowling Arena. Remember that shot? I mean, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Are you on the list? Yeah, Clay up in Smyrna, just like Chad in Smyrna. Clay went to College Station this weekend, flew in there, I guess flew to Houston, down to College Station to watch Vandy and A&M play three. He's a big Vandy fan. Anyways, Clay got on the list. We'll be, within a week, we'll be at his place, getting him started on his quarterly sprays. Get on that list. You're going to love the pricing. You're going to love the customer relations. You're going to love the job that's done. And you need to be preventative now. Those of you who are avoiding this are risking your home. And for a very nominal fee quarterly, you can prevent a lot of things that can happen with pests around your house. 615-293-0722. It's worth it. Takes 15, 20 minutes maybe to get that done at your house. If you got a smaller house, not even that. 615-293-0722. Termite season is officially upon us. Matter of fact, they're going to go back out to Chad's place today and search. Now, he's got a relatively new house, so probably nothing there, but they want to make sure. That's a good idea. You want to get out in front of this stuff, everybody. You don't want to wait for it to happen. Offset it where it doesn't happen. 615-293-0722. Southeastern Termite Pest. Get in the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on I-65 South at Trinity, on Gallatin Pike southbound at Harris, and on I-40 West just before the exit to Jefferson Street. Donaldson and Hermitage seeing lots of backups on I-24 and I-40, as well as on Old Murfreesboro Pike. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldhall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldhall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com, or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The fine folks at Elite Contract Coating and Polishing, LLC, remind Americans to honor and show support to our troops and veterans. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes. This salute is from Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC, serving the Nashville area with quality service and pride. For the best in floor coatings, polishing, or staining, call the pros today at 615-983-0272. That's 615-983-0272. Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC. Professionals who care.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch has done it. His 200th career win across all three of NASCAR series. Up next, a tiny little short track called Martinsville Speedway this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
You jump in front of my car when you know all the time. 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I drive. You tell me it's all right. You don't mind a little pain. You say you just want me to take you for a drive. You're just a
Omni Nashville Hotel. Round man down there in Marietta says, Bill, my only complaint about the brackets is when they wouldn't print out right on the office printer. That is one of my frustrations. I don't know how many of you have this. Maybe this is just me and my inabilities. But seems like every year I struggle finding a bracket that prints right, meaning you get it all on the same page, and it's got all the info you need. The teams, the seeds, the cities. Like everybody's got their own bracket they put out, right? Meaning with the right teams, but they're all it doesn't work on the same sheet. Now, I found the CBS one last night, and the very first print worked. That's why I put it up. Right when that happened for me last night, or when it was late yesterday afternoon, I put that up on Twitter because I don't know, maybe none of you have that issue. Maybe that's just me. But it happens to me every year, except this last year. I think I slayed that demon. Roundman goes on to say, Bill, I always thought they had something worse on Bruce. And they let him plea down to the barbecue party. Well, here's what happened. He lied to who was running Tennessee then? If Cosby Cattaman's listening, he could call and fill us in. I don't remember. But regardless of that, it was the cover-up of the barbecue. Hey, we got a guy lying about a barbecue. I think we can fire him for cause. It was one of the silliest things ever. And Bruce was incredibly remorseful. Now, before that, you had the whole thing where Bruce, speaking of wiretaps at Illinois, and got to remember, that whole incident, this is many years ago, got him ostracized. Took him a long time to work his way back in. Bruce has been through a whole lot of crap, okay? I mean, he's been through a lot. He's also a hellacious basketball coach. Yeah, Bruce had to work his way back up from that, even though he wasn't the one at fault. He was the one that, he was the whistleblower, okay? But he got ostracized for that. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, glad to hear the audio domination has not stopped. Bruce Pearl to A&M, he says, I'd be thrilled. Bruce Pearl is my favorite coach in God's conference, not named John Vincent Calipari. Tab says, Bill, how many teams in the B1G got in? For those of you, that's the Big Ten. Said, I had a great time at the championship game yesterday. It wasn't Saturday in the Big House fun, but I would go again. Yeah, I was following you there, Tabs, and I saw you were heading over there, and I saw your pictures. That was pretty cool. Um, 8 teams. Big Ten got the most in. 8. ACC and SEC got 7. Jeff says, Bill, remember Luke Ford, the highly talented tight end from Illinois that committed to Georgia in 18? He left Georgia to go back home to play in Illinois. It's because his grandpa is sick. Yeah, I knew he was going back. I did not know why. Yeah, I'm glad for that info. I did not know that. I feel bad for his grandpa. Oh, remind me now. We need to mention something about a member of the audience who's got a family member sick, Vince. We'll get into that. Somebody remind me. Top of next hour, we need to talk about that for a second. Omni Nashville Hotel.